the Fade 5 podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another hashtag Tequila Thursday edition of the Fade 5. Let's not waste a second of time. We're hopping aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus, as we always do. We got Vikings. We got La Rams. They got a full package of NHL games to select from. We've got a little Wembanyama as well in the NBA. Hey, always worth building a parlay on that guy. Or somewhere else, Lundy, what do you have? You know the requirement. You see it on the board in front of you. Plus 100 odds or greater. Serve me up.
Let's have some fun here. Let's go to the ice after the frozen frenzy of Tuesday, where every single NHL team was playing. That's so much fun, man. I hope they keep doing it. Nine games on the schedule, nine times for today. Let's go to Boston, shall we? The Dallas Stars, my pick that I actually believe are going to be the ones hoisting the cup come next June. We'll talk more about that as we go throughout the hockey season, but I love Dallas. I think they're really good this year. But what I can tell you is right out of the gate, these are two teams that are a little allergic to scoring early. So let's take the no gift tonight. And those of you that are new to the game, this is a goal in the first 10 minutes. That's what the GIFT stands for. And I say it's not going to happen. I say they're still going to see zeros on the board by the time we hit that 10-minute mark of the first period. If you look at these two teams over the course of the season here so far, bottom third in terms of gifts taking place in their games. But more importantly, on top of that, for Boston, it's only happened once in their last five games. For Dallas, goose egg in their last five games. They have not scored in the first 10, nor have they allowed a goal in the first 10. And both of these teams will have their top netminders between the pipes to be able to get things started. So we're not talking about a backup goaltender tonight. We're talking about the starters. We're talking about a guy like Jake Oettinger, for example, with Dallas, who is just spectacular. So let's take this on the no gift, a plus 110. We get to sweat it out for the first 10 minutes.
Oh, I like it. A little plus money there immediately on the board. I'm going to go ahead and rock and roll on some plus money as well. That's a requirement here for riding the plus bus. Jalen Naylor gets seduced by that plus 145 juice. I need uno, dos, and tres, mi amigos, in the catch department to cash in on this prop. I think it's entirely doable. You look at Naylor, a guy that's averaging right around 23 routes run per game. So he's not necessarily a complete afterthought in this offense. Yeah, I know he's less than three targets per contest overall. But when targeted by Sam Darnold, Darnold has a 156.3 passer rating. So those guys, even on limited opportunities, are connecting really with an unstoppable duo there. Last week, he played over 70% of the snaps. Hopefully, he's going to get the similar kind of workload tonight. Yeah, he's only number 74 in yards per reception, but he's a number 12 in average yards of separation per target. I misread that, by the way. He's number 7, not 74, in yards per reception. I can't even read my own chicken scratch. Probably going to get a whole lot of Wallace and coverage out of the slot. I think Quentin Lake, his status of this game is up in the air. It really doesn't matter who is going to be shadowing him in this game. I think Jalen Naylor is going to break loose. I think Sam Darnold is going to find him down the field. You look at the Rams, they are bottom five in the NFL in pass EPA defense as a collective. So drive it home and slam some nails. Jalen Naylor over 2.5 receptions, plus 145 juice. And that's pretty much universal. DraftKings, MGM, pick your book and wager on it. And with that, let's get after it on this hashtag Tequila Thursday with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, Numero Cinco here on the countdown today. My body is prepared to get hurt. I am going to fade Justin Jefferson on a prop, and I could not believe it was this high, quite honestly. And that is the over-under on longest catch, and it's sitting at 26.5 yards. I am going to live in the land down under on that prop. It's a plus money. a light plus money, but still plus money nonetheless, plus 105 there at BetMGM. Now, Jefferson has done this a handful of times this season, five to be exact, but he's only number 73 in the NFL in ADOT at 8.3, only number 36 in total air yards, a very respectable, a top 20 in total yak. He's number 16 as well in yards per reception at 16.1, but shockingly, Lundy, as tracked by playerprofiler.com, only number 81 in route win percentage. This is one of the elite talents in the NFL. So not necessarily getting a whole lot of separation on every single snap out there, though he can rack the long bombs. Now, his toe-to-toe partner in this one, got to see a lot of Kobe Durant. He may not be KD, but he is a guy who's long and athletic. And it can really lock down the opposition. Let me give you the proof. It's in the pudding. It's in the numbers. Targeted 22 times this year. He's only given up 11 receptions. I'm no mathematician, but that's a 50% catch rate. Also surrendered 8.4 yards per catch. And the third lowest passer rating at 42.2 in the entirety of the NFL. The Rams are in the bottom half in most 20-yard receptions allowed. They've given up 17 in total this season. So put all together, you know, Jefferson can still go out there and have like a 70, 80-yard game, but I don't think he's going to get a massive chunk gain of 27 or more yards in this contest. So under, baby, Justin Jefferson, 26 and a half yards on the longest catch, plus 105 at BetMGM. Lundy, just go ahead and fade away.
Well, yeah, I think I'm going to fade on this one just because of what I think, just in terms of what the Rams have been doing, what they've been allowing in terms of some yardage and some big catches down the field. They're giving up those explosive plays. They don't have that secondary to be able to slow some of these guys down. So I think just on that alone, I'm going to need to fade you. However, it's time to tease, Brad. It's time to tickle the jewel. I do have a longest reception that I really like coming up in bonus time.
Oh, look at you, you little tease. Such a dirty dog. I'm fading Justin Jefferson, and I'm ready for the pain.
Number four.
Numero cuatro here on the Fade 5 Countdown. I need a pair of mistakes. I don't care if one quarterback does it. I don't care if both quarterbacks do it. Matthew Stafford, Sam Darnold combined. Give me the over on 1.5 INTs. And you can get this at BetMGM and at plus money, a cool plus 115 at the Lions Roar. You look at what Stafford has done this season. He's thrown a pick in 4 or 6 games. Now, he has not thrown two picks in a single game yet, but he's number 11 in interceptable passes, according to playerprofiler.com. And you look at the Minnesota Vikings. Man, they've been an opportunistic secondary. They already picked off the quarterback position 11 times this season. Meanwhile, I look at Sam Darnold. He's thrown a pick in 5 of 6 games this year, only number 18, interestingly enough, in interceptable passes. But you look at the Rams, too. They've only picked off opponents a handful of times. 5 times 5 is the exact number. So Matthew Stafford, go ahead and throw one pick. Sam Darnold, do it yet again. Unless I check 1 plus 1 equals 2. And that's all we need to cash in on the over. Stafford, Darnold, combined interceptions of 1.5 at a plus 115 juice there at BetMGM. Lundy, will mistakes occur tonight under the primetime lights? Fade or follow?
Well, I think Stafford is good for one on his own. So, you know, for example, if I were building an SGP, if I were trying to do something simple, I probably would include a Stafford pick specifically in that SGP. I think, as you said, Minnesota's been opportunistic. They're getting quarterbacks to make a mistake. Give me Stafford to be able to have one. But I kind of like the way you're playing this one here, because now it doesn't matter, right? It's kind of like being in the NBA and playing some PRA, right? Points, rebounds, and assists. That way, hey, somebody goes ham on the boards, great. You're still going to hit your number. Somebody does it with points, great. You're still going to hit your number. This is a nice way to be able to combine it. If you remember during the heart of the regular season in the MLB, I told you that there were similar bets you could do over at Caesars where they would talk about the total number of stolen bases that would happen within a particular game. So you didn't have to try to predict exactly who it was that was going to swipe the bag. All you had to know was that it was a favorable matchup for a stolen base to happen. You know, for example, see how poor the Yankees catchers are at picking dudes off at second base. It's bad. So, you know, all in on this one. I like the idea of playing it, that I just need these guys to combine. Like I said, I think Stafford's good for one. So let's cross our fingers that maybe he does two, or maybe Darnold helps him out and gets you over to your number two number.
INTs. I just need two boys, and he could do it together.
Number three.
All right, numero tres here on the Fade of Five Countdown. Let's go to the running back market, and I'm going to take the over on Kyren Williams' rush attempts in this game. And that number sitting at 18.5, pretty heavy and sweaty workload, to say the least. And it could be an order, at least I believe so, at an even Steven plus 100 juice. And I pulled this one from DraftKings Sportsbook. I think the Rams could be highly competitive in this game. The spread is only 3 points for Minnesota. You know, there are a lot of people out there, the cursory fans, the casual fans, are just like, oh, it's the Vikings. I've heard about them. They've been fantastic this season. The Rams have been largely woeful. Okay, that may be the case on the surface. About a short week to prepare. You're on the road. Get Cooper Kupp back in uniform for the LA Rams. I think they're going to hang tough and be competitive in this game. And that is imperative if this sucker is going to cash on the over. And I believe it will with Kyren Williams. He has done this in 4 consecutive games. In some of those games, the Rams caught the L in. He's seen 82.4% of the opportunity share, the second highest among any running back in the NFL. He is number one in snap percentage at 86.5% as well. Maybe get a little smattering of Rivers or Blake Corum in this game, but not a whole lot. It's going to be a whole lot of Kyren early and often. Yeah, Minnesota's number one in the NFL in rush EPA defense. Only Jordan Mason has hit the over on this prop against them. But if they keep this one nice and snug, talk about the Rams as a collective, Kyren Williams will get this with about 5 minutes to spare in the fourth quarter, and I'm counting my winnings. In fact, I would play this up to 19.5. I think he hits the big 2-0 on the ground in rush attempts. So to recap, Kyren Williams over 18.5 rush attempts plus 100 at DraftKings. Lundy, better follow.
I like this one a lot. First of all, folks, this I think it opened at 17.5, Brad, so it's already gone up one. Yep. That's why you're sitting at the plus 100. I think this is a smart play. I liked it at the 17. 18.5 is fine. 19, you're starting to make me a little nervous, but, you know, when have you not done that with most of your picks on this freaking pod? No, I think it's I think you're looking at a close game. I think this is one of those that you could alt line on your SGP. You could take the Rams, take them to 9.5. Just say, hey, we just got to keep this thing within single digits. It's pretty popular right now across a lot of the prognosticators to take the Rams plus the points. Yep. Going up against this Minnesota team. And the fact that they're at home. But, you know, you put all that together, I think it means Kyren Williams has got the ball to his belly quite a bit, and more so necessarily than what we've seen him do from a receptions out of the backfield standpoint, because I think having Cooper Kupp back changes some of that, and you're not going to necessarily see him taking those swing passes coming out. I think it's much more of student body left, student body right.
Stick around. We're going to have more Kyren Williams action a little bit later on. And bonus time, bonus time. And hey, if you want some additional bets, go to thegamingjuice.com right now and sign up for a free account. You can ask me a question. Just click Ask Brad and fire off fantasy football sports betting. I get to those every single stinking day. You don't pay a single cent for it. Again, it's 100% free. You can read Ben Wittenstein and Nate Jacobson's work, all college football, all the time. Ben is also cranking out daily NBA content now that season is underway, all of their various picks, and we're tracking everything. Lundy's spreadsheet is there for the NHL. Brandon Velasquez also churning out some hockey content. All of my fantasy football rankings, all of my fantasy football flames, my top props is going to trot out there as well. Late in the day on Friday. Get it all at thegamingjuice.com. It's 100% free, you jack wagons. Click, converse, and cash. ... Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Watch Don a pink tutu and curtsy to your partner. I'm ready to dosey dough with Tutu Atwell. I'm going to take the over on 36.5 receiving yards and a minus 115 juice there at BetMGM. This line is heavily discounted, and the reason being is very simple. Cooper and Kupp. With him being back in the fold, Tutu Atwell is more or less like the third or fourth option at least on the surface, a lot of people suspect in this Rams offense. But, man, he's been damn good this year. And he's only seen action out of the slot on 30% of the snaps. So he's a versatile weapon who can line up in the slot where Cooper Kupp is mostly going to line up in this game. Or he'll work outside on occasion as well. He is fleet of foot, gets a lot of separation, number 11 in the NFL in yards per route run, number 18 in yards per target, and he's also top 30 in yards per reception, averaging 14.4 yards per catch. And most shockingly, Lundy, Tutu Atwell is numero tres in the National Football League in route win percentage and number 7 and average yards of separation per target. Again, he's been damn good when on the field. I don't think he's going to just automatically take a back seat with Kupp on the field. I think Sean McVay is going to get creative and find ways to plug and play him, whether in the slot or outside. And whoever lines up against Byron Murphy, who's mostly lining up on the right side of the field, is going to go off in this game. Byron Murphy has allowed the most yards of any defensive back in the NFL. I understand Minnesota as a group, they're number 3 in pass EPA defense, but they've also given up the second most receptions to the wide receiver position. So Tutu Atwell, all I need is 37 of cash. If you want all this, to 40 or more yards, you can grab that at even money right now with some of the books that are out there. But I'm going to play this on the 36.5. I think he's going to cruise past this number. I may sprinkle a little bit on 40. Hell, I may sprinkle a little bit and ladder it at 50 or more receiving yards. Don't sleep on Tutu Atwell just because Kupp is back in action. I'm taking that over 36.5 receiving yards at a minus 115 juice there at BetMGM. Lundy. Fair to follow.
I think you just like saying tutu.
I do.
I think that's what it
take
is.
Take a bow.
I think you're just, yeah. I think it's because you probably own one there in your basement. And
Friday nights, special occasions.
Sure. You prance around, you know, the wife has to run a couple errands with the kids. You're home alone. I'm just saying it probably
I do my base Ace Ventura impersonation.
There you go. Yeah, well, you know, that or, you know, a little Nutcracker suite for ooh, Christmas time. Yeah. Change up the music. Yes, do not forget about Tutu Atwell just because Cooper Kupp is back. It is going to be a big deal, you know, and I know you're going to talk about Kupp here in just a second, but don't forget about Atwell. It's not like it's just a receiver and all of a sudden everybody else falls off a cliff. I think Atwell, frankly, Brad, gets north of 40. I think this is a soft number, and I think you should take advantage of it.
Oh, get on your little tippy toes and bet on Tutu.
Number one.
Numero uno on the fade. 5 countdown on this hashtag tequila Thursday, and I'm going to chug a lug some beverages out of the cup. Cooper Kupp, fill it up, baby. I'm going to take the over on 6.5 receptions at a minus 115 juice there at BetMGM. Welcome back. I've missed you, a guy that I have on numerous fantasy rosters. It's been a struggle trying to fill the void during his absence due to that high ankle sprain, but he is indeed back in action tonight. I've already laid it out. Minnesota, yes, they're number 3 in pass EPA defense, but again, they have allowed the second most receptions in the wide receiver position in the NFL, 102 to be exact. 5 guys have hauled in at least 7 receptions against him this season, and he's going to get a lot of Josh Metellus out of the slot in this game. Metellus this season has been targeted 13 times. Lundy, he's given up 10 receptions. That's an astronomical catch rate that arguably the best slot receiver in the game is going to take advantage of. Metellus also was allowed a 92.5 passer rating to his assignments. Now, Kupp, only in about like a game and a half, game and 3/4, he averaged 13.5 targets per game over those 2 contests. I think it's got to be double-digit targets. Allegedly, his name is on the trade block. Maybe it's a showcase game for some potential suitors that are out there. Be like, hey, this guy is back. Go ahead and, yep, come on, back up the truck. Back it up and dump all of your money and all of your draft picks on us because you need this guy. I'm talking to you, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Kupp this season in those 2 games, number 15, and routes win percentage. I don't think he's going to be on a snap count. I don't really think there's going to be any limitations here. I think he is at or near 100%, and he is going to cash on the over. 6.5 receptions at a minus 115 juice there at BetMGM. My number one play on this hashtag Tequila Thursday. Lundy, fair to follow.
I will follow on this one. Matthew Stafford in his head singing the I only have eyes for you. That's exactly what goes on in Stafford's head the moment Cooper Kupp is on the field. So, yes, take the pride of Eastern Washington to jack this number up with some receptions. What do you have in the first week?
He had 22 targets and like 13 catches or something like
13 or 14 out. Or some stupid number like that. I mean, the only thing that could hurt this is if they somehow get out to a lead, if they surprise Minnesota and they jump out and maybe you're handing the ball off to Kyren Williams, like we talked about, and that, but he's still going to be looking downfield for Kupp, even if that's only 5-6 yards from the line of scrimmage.
All I got to say is this, trainers, heavy tape job. We need him on the field the entire game. All right, Luddy, it's bonus time. Bonus time. With the confluence of sports going on, we got a smorgasbord of sports betting action to choose from. So, dealer's choice. What do you got?
Let's rock and roll. I'll have some more for the 9 games that are on the hockey slate for you. That'll be up on the spreadsheet. We hit a plus 665 same game parlay last night. There was only one game in hockey, and we nailed it thanks to an empty netter with about a minute left to go. So,
what a sweat!
That was pretty nice, especially after having Cade Otten, I think it was, that screwed me on Monday. But anyway. We'll move on. It'll be fine. You know, I'm not bitter at all. I don't care. All right. I told you that I had a longest reception prop that I do, in fact, like in this one. And it is because I'm going to pair a couple things up. I know you didn't like the longest reception for Justin Jefferson. But, Brad, according to playerprofiler.com, Sam Darnold, number one in deep ball completion percentage, number one in deep ball accuracy rating. So give me Jordan Addison because at FanDuel, it's 19.5.
Oh, everywhere else it's 20.5.
Yes. And Brad, in fact, at DK, it's 21.5.
Oh, baby. Yeah, but I'm on that.
FanDuel has him at 19.5. You are going to pay some extra juice. It's right around minus 118, minus 120. Okay. You're going to pay some extra juice on this one, but I'll take it because of the difference of the yard, or as I said, the difference of 2 yards when it comes to the props between FanDuel and DraftKings. I gave you the numbers when it comes to Darnold, but at the same time, talking about Darnold and the downfield stats he's got, he ranks 6th in the National Football League in passes completed over 20 yards. He's got 21 of them so far this year. He's not afraid to go downfield. Some of that is Justin Jefferson, but you can't forget about Jordan Addison. Even if he only gets like 4 or 5 targets, which is kind of what's happening to him right now. It's not like he's getting a half a dozen catches a game, but what he is getting is over that 20 mark when he does. Okay. So the fact that FanDuel dipped this thing down to 19.5, to me, you need to jump on this and do it as quickly as you can. Now, Brad, I want to give you a gift, my friend. Are you ready?
Please do. Yeah.
So Justin Jefferson, you told me to take the under on 26.5 for his long reception. You know, I know you were feeling pretty good about that one. At FanDuel, he's at 28 if you want to buy yourself a little extra cushion.
Yeah, but what's the juice? What's the juice on the under? Like minus 130?
114, brother.
Oh, okay.
So FanDuel's messing with some numbers here this morning. So hopefully if you're consuming this on the YouTube channel or on the audio front, you can go and grab that. My Denver Nuggets play their first game of the season just up the road from where I am as they take on the really good Oklahoma City Thunder. So I decided we might as well make ourselves a little SGP for this evening. I'm not going to do a ton in the NBA, to be honest, this season, folks. I'm going to focus in pretty heavily on my hockey, as you well know. But with some of the players that are in action, I want to be able to take advantage of it. So pardon me while I stare at my phone and give you this one. I think Oklahoma City may actually win this straight up tonight against Denver. I got to be honest with you. So in my SGP, I'm taking the Thunder +9.5. All right. All I got to do is keep this damn thing in single digits. I think that's going to wind up happening. The Thunder have a better bench. Denver's going to be figuring out their rotation with Christian Brown, with Strother, with P. Watt, with Russell Westbrook, etc. So this could be one of those where the Nuggets let it get away from them in the fourth quarter. So give me the Thunder +9.5. Give me Russell Westbrook over 7.5 rebounds plus assists. That is where I think he can excel with this team. He knows he's got a stud in Jokic out there on the floor with him, and he may find a way to be dishing some assists just like the big man does. And then give me Chet Holmgren to have 20 or more PRA. That's all I need. And to be honest, that leg by itself is minus 700, okay? Yeah. But I'm doing it because the payday comes out to be plus 136. A very simple three-leg SGP for you tonight. Holmgren over 20 for PRA, Russell Westbrook 7.5 over rebounds plus assists, and give me OKC +9.5 in this game tonight. They just got to be able to keep it close, even if they manage to lose. I'm going to stay away from Jokic for a little bit, folks, only because I want to see how this Russell Westbrook experiment works. So as much as I like to bet on the big man, the best player in the NBA, I'm going to stay away from him for these first couple of games until I see how Michael Malone is going to do this rotation with Westbrook, because I do think it's going to be really curious to see how all of that plays out. And then, Brad, if you're looking for an anytime touchdown tonight, I like Justin Jefferson. I know that's really low-hanging fruit, folks, and it's kind of a simple anytime TD, but I do like Jefferson against a very weak Rams secondary. I think he can get loose, and it might even be a, you know, it might even be a 20-yard touchdown, you know, 25-yard touchdown, as long as it stays below the longest reception for Brad. That is all we need out of that one. I'm looking forward to tomorrow's show. Programming note, by the way, I'm going to be on an airplane tomorrow morning, actually flying in Brad's direction. So Brad and I will be doing the pod tomorrow, but it's going to be a little bit later in the day to give me time to get to Chi-Town and to get myself settled, and then we'll have it for you. So it won't be a morning post tomorrow. It'll be a little bit later in the day, but we will have more for the football action and maybe some World Series the Yankees and Dodgers. And by the way, hat tip to a guy that when I was a young up-and-coming sports reporter, I had a chance to interview, and that is Fernando Valenzuela, who passed away a couple of days ago. He could not have been nicer to a young punk like me who was in the clubhouse and had a chance to be able to interview him. And he was such a good dude, one of the highlights of my very young career at the time. And when I saw that he passed away, that was sad news, because he was amazing as a player and a great dude to be able to sit and talk to.
Yeah, way too young at 63 years old. Condolences to the Fernando Valenzuela's family, and RIP, former Rookie of the Year. All right, let's go to the Team Huevos Parlay Play of the Day, SGP style, on this hashtag Tequila Thursday. Leg numero uno, we got to do it. Kyren Williams, anytime touchdown. Leg numero dos, Justin Jefferson, 50 or more yards. Don't get it all in one catch, please. Leg numero tres, Aaron Jones, over 15.5 receiving yards. Uno, dos, tres, mi amigos. You put those legs together, a cool plus 128 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. A little bit of background on each of these legs. Kyren Williams, again, he's getting 19.3 attempts per game. He is number one, numero uno, in the NFL in total red zone touches with 36. He has scored a touchdown every single game this year. I know Minnesota's only allowed 4 touchdowns at running back position, but the guy has a bloodhound nose for the chalk. And if they're knocking the door, he is going to get ample opportunity to splash 6. I think he scores and extends the streak to 7 games. Leg numero dos, Sarah Justin Jefferson, 50 or more yards. Stretch him out to last year, Lundy. He has done this in 10 straight games. When he is targeted, Sam Darnold has a 127.1 passer rating. I know Kobe Durant's been outstanding in coverage. He's going to give up probably 6 to 8 receptions to him in this game. One, I don't believe is going to be beyond 27 yards, but he'll make it a couple of 20-yard receptions in there. He could get this through sheer attrition. He'll get to 50 yards. I'd be stunned if he did not tonight. And leg numero tres, Aaron Jones, Senior Sombrero, Mas Tequila, all the shots he's going to earn. I'm taking the over on 15.5 receiving yards on that old prop. A standard line around 25 right now at the various books that are out there. He is running a route on 52.6% of his snaps. He has caught 87% of his intended looks from Sam Darnold. He is top 10 in yards per route run, top 10 in yards per reception among running backs. He has done this in 5 straight games. And look at the Rammies. 4 guys at the RB position have gone for 16 or more receiving yards. They are specifically giving out 3.8 receptions and 31.8 receiving yards per game just to RB. So to recap the team, Ramos, SGP play of the night, Kyren Williams, anytime touchdown, Justin Jefferson, 50 or more yards, Aaron Jones, over 15.5 receiving yards, plus 128 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. But wait, there's more. Boot, it's time. Lundy, I'm with you on Jordan Addison on the longest catch. I had that written down. I did not know a 19.5 number existed. So I thank you for your spelunking and investigative reporting, my man.
My what?
Spelunking.
Oh, right. Okay.
You were in the sports betting cave without a proper head lantern and looked.
Well,
what
I was that
covered.
You know what it is? I was that lady that was stuck upside down for 7 hours, stuck between those two rocks. If you've seen that story on social media, that was probably me. If I went spelunking, Brad, that's what would happen to me. I'd be stuck upside down between some rocks.
Yeah, and definitely an expert in stalactites and stalagmites is one, Nathaniel Lundy. I love Tutu Atwell for longest catch as well. That number sitting at 17.5. Last I checked at BetMGM, he's hit the over on this 7 times. And again, he's got to see some Byron Murphy in coverage. And I think when he lines up, Stafford's going to like look over and be like, oh, hell yeah. Streak route, son. And Tutu Atwell, he's got dynamite speed. He's going to take off. Again, that separation skill is number 3 in route win percentage. He'll get a separate 3 on Byron Murphy. And I think Stafford's going to uncork down the field. And it could be like a 25-30-yard game.
Oh,
it's even lower, isn't it?
FanDuel's got it at 16.5. They got a whole yard down standard. They're doing so if you haven't noticed, folks, FanDuel's standard on a prop is 114. Okay. I don't know why it's not 115 or when, I don't know what the hell they're doing, but they got minus 114. So yeah, I just pulled it up because I've been looking at this. So 2-2, you can throw the pink one on 16.5 at minus 114.
Crazy. That's crazy and a great value there. Let's work at a little NBA, shall we? Because
Hey, by the way, if you throw my Addison bet and your Tutu bet together as a two-legger, plus 213.
Oh, yeah, baby. Let me unbuckle the belt. That's sexy juice right there and entirely doable in my estimation.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Love that.
Yeah, it is. All right, go ahead. Sorry, I keep interrupting you. Go ahead.
Well, look, NBA, Victor Wembanyama is playing tonight, and it's like an automatic bet. So here's what I'm going to do on the Wemby parlay. They're taking on the Spurs, the Dallas Mavericks. I'm going to work in a little Luka as well. So give me Luka Doncic, 25 or more points, and then give me Wemby to get a double-double and Wemby to hit 2 or more threes. Okay, simple three-legger. Wemby double-double, Wemby 2 or more threes, Luka 25 or more points. Not the sexiest shoes, but still plus money at a plus 110. Built that there at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right. I think the card has been bled dry for yours truly this evening on the hashtag Tequila Thursday match between the Rams and the Vikings. We got a little NBA in there. We got some NHL as well. I'll have some baseball bets tomorrow, game 1 of the World Series between the right coasters and the left coasters. But for now, I'm out of breath and we are out of time. Do us a favor. Give us your rating and a review of the program at your convenience. Also, fade or follow us on the X or the Twitter. Always give it a ticket there. At Noisy Huevos for me, at Nate Lundy for that attractive man you see there on the screen. Again, we will be back tomorrow, later time. maybe like 4 or 5 hours after the usual time that we post on Fridays. But all the action, we'll work in a little bit of college for Saturday. We're working a ton of action for week numero ocho in the NFL as well. So it can certainly breathe. Safe travels to Nathaniel Lundy. And I'm going to be on air tonight on BetMGM tonight, sweating out all these various wagers, maybe with a 2-2 on for the outstanding and lovely Nathaniel Lundy. I am Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.